Let's speak to Simon Marks first, though, LBC's Washington correspondent, who joins us live from Philadelphia. Afternoon to you, Simon. This convention has begun. Cheers for Bernie, boos for Hillary, and a barnstormer by Michelle Obama.
Absolutely. A barnstormer of an evening more generally, I think, Tom. I mean, we never really anticipated that the Democrats would demonstrate so much disunity so publicly on the floor of this Republican convention. But then, of course, we didn't anticipate that over the weekend there'd be that email leak that would basically tell the supporters of Bernie Sanders that the Democratic National Committee gamed the system against him during the primary campaign. That absolutely enraged Bernie Sanders' supporters, and Bernie Sanders was laid on as the keynote speaker right in the primetime hour of the convention last night, and sought to try and get his supporters to swing behind Hillary Clinton and her presidential bid. But as you'll hear, even in the hall, we had the extraordinary situation where Bernie Sanders was being barracked by Bernie Sanders supporters. Take a listen.
We have got to elect Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine.
And there are, as you could hear there, absolute diehards. As I left the convention arena last night, after everybody had heard the soaring rhetoric of Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, a senator from Massachusetts, and Michelle Obama, even then, the Bernie or bust gang were demonstrating in the halls of the arena, and delegates who left the arena to head home had to run their gauntlet. We spoke to some of these Bernie Sanders delegates on the floor of the convention and got a sense of how determined they are to continue voicing dissent publicly during this convention.
I know that Bernie does not want us to boo and cheer. We have no other voice. They gave us no other voice. Our voice should have been our vote. We work very hard.
I want to see Bernie. I want to see someone that cares about us. I'm not going to back a sellout criminal who messed with our votes. I don't even know if my vote counted.
I guess a lot of people feel like we're being steamrolled and having unity shoved down our throats.
I mean, a sellout criminal. At times yesterday, Bernie Sanders supporters on the floor of Hillary Clinton were shouting the phrase, lock her up. Huh. That's the phrase that we heard at the Republican convention in Cleveland a week ago. And we heard it echoed by some Democrats on the floor of this convention. It fell to Michelle Obama to walk into the maelstrom, and what a speech she made.
There is only one person who I believe is truly qualified to be president of the United States, and that is our friend Hillary Clinton.
I'm with her, Michelle Obama told the delegates, and she was the one speaker of the night who did not have to endure protests from Sanders supporters on the floor. We'll have to see what happens tonight, because Bill Clinton is addressing the delegates, and he is a lightning rod for criticism, not just from the Bernie Sanders supporters, but also from supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement.
And also has a bit of a history of shooting his mouth off at inopportune moments and getting himself into a bit of trouble. Hillary Clinton, though, as we were discussing yesterday, as is being expressed when Bernie Sanders was talking about her in good terms, Hillary Clinton's vulnerable here.
Very, very vulnerable. I mean, we were joking last night about Bill Clinton when he speaks. It's always fun to watch the teleprompter, because at a certain point he decides to stop reading the speech that's on the screen, and you see the teleprompter operator desperately trying to figure out where he is until the operator gives up because Bill Clinton goes off on an ad-libbed riff. Look, Hillary Clinton is very vulnerable, and like Donald Trump before her, she wanted a convention that was going to show the party unified around her. She hasn't got it, and I would say that these Bernie Sanders supporters are much more vocal and much more publicly disloyal than anything that we saw on the floor of the Republican convention last week. Remember when Ted Cruz walked off to boos after failing to endorse Donald Trump? He only had about 550 delegates in the hall, and many of those thought he should be endorsing Trump. Bernie Sanders has got 1,800 delegates in the arena, and a good many of them want him to continue standing four square against Hillary Clinton, something that he now says he's not prepared to do.
Okay, Simon, thank you for your time. LBC's Washington correspondent live for us in Philadelphia as the Democrat convention continues.